from Festival Place in Sherwood Park, Alberta. Your cousin who lives here says hi. It's the Irrelevant Show!
Well, you did it, Hatterman. Was it all worth it?
It was all for justice, Chief.
You killed Big Tony, blew up his skyscraper, and dispatched hundreds of his henchmen. You broke every law in the book. As Chief of Police, I should run you in.
Yeah, at least now my wife and kids are finally avenged.
Yeah. How do you feel?
Nothing. Nothing will ever bring them back.
We're back.
Hi, Daddy.
Hi, Dad.
But you were gone.
Yeah, we went to the movies. You were sleeping, and we didn't want to wake you. I left you a note on the fridge. Didn't you get it?
But no, there was no... Oh, I see it now. Yeah.
Wait, what?
Hey, Dad, why is there blood on your shirt?
Oh, no. You didn't.
Yeah, I avenged your deaths.
Again?
Well, I was sure you had been taken.
You did this last week when the kids and I had dinner at Mom's. You destroyed that drug cartel.
Well, how am I supposed to know where you were?
I texted you.
Well, I forgot the password on my phone.
That's what you said the week before when I went grocery shopping and you killed that ninja clan.
Did I?
Yes, dear, you did.
Okay, Hatterman, I have to admit I'm kind of disappointed to come to your home and find your wife and kids are alive.
You know, I'm as disappointed as you are, Chief. I mean, honestly, I thought that...
Don't explain, Hatterman. God, I have so much paperwork to fill out.
Here, Chief, let me show you out.
Thanks, Irene.
I just feel awful about all this, Chief. Wait a second. Where'd they go? Where's my family? Where's the Chief? You've made a mistake, Mendoza. As God is my witness, I will avenge the death of my family and the Chief. I will not rest until I send you to hell, Mendoza! Was Cutting Crew with I Just Died in Your Arms Tonight, a song from Beyond the Grave. All right, it's 5:25 on the Friday dial, and that means...
Hallelujah, hallelujah, it's the weekend. Hallelujah, Chuck FM.
Yeah, that's the 96.4 Chuck FM Weekend Hallelujah Choir singing praises to the gods of Take It or Easy. All right, this is Rock. And Randy staying alive on the Friday drive, reminding you that Chuck FM is sponsoring the exciting new action flick, Dog Pound 2 Obedience Class, starring my main man, Icy, in theaters tomorrow. And it's time for the Chuck FM call-in question of the day.
Call me on the line, call me Chuck FM.
Yeah, all right. Today's fun question is, how are first-year university students like dogs? Best answer puts you in a draw for two tickets to the premiere of Dog Pound 2 Obedience Class, starring my man Ice-T. All right, go to the lines right now for the first caller, Tracy. Hey, Tracy, how are first-year students like dogs?
They don't know how to write an essay.
Well, I guess it's a, you know, like a hamburger essay. Am I right? You know, but they don't write that. They'll kind of eat that. You know, eating your homework, right? Am I right? Is that? Another similarity? I don't know there, Tracy. Okay. Whoop. It's a bit of a stretch. Next caller. His name is Bryce, but don't say it twice.
Yeah, hi. First years and dogs both spend a lot of their time with their head in the toilet.
Oh! I know I've been there. Good one, Bryce. Okay, next caller.
Hi, Randy. My name is Brenda, and I remember when I was in university, I had a difficult time concentrating on my studies.
Okay, yeah, short answer, Brenda, short answer.
Humping.
Whoa! Oh, Brenda, she said it, and it's true. Okay, next caller, we got Norman. Dogs, first year students, what do you think? Go, Norman.
Biting people?
What's that?
First year university students bite people. And so do dogs.
Well, okay, our university.
So that's a similarity.
Sure, I guess I, You know, university students are known for biting people, Norman.
I bit people in university. Lots of people. I was asked to leave because of it. I also had several run-ins.
Okay, all right, Norman. That was the call-in question of the day. You're all in the draw for tickets to Dog Pound 2 Obedience Class with my main man, Ice-T. Next up, we got David Wilcox with Bearcat, a mythical dance based on a mythical beast.
Rockin' call me on the line, call me Chuck FM.
Your steeds, prepare yourselves for the fight of your lives. When this dark day has passed, we shall ride home to our families. Imagine it, and it shall be. This shall be no easy task. I cannot say that we will all return from this battle. In fact, most of you will not return, but it shall be for glory.
Sir...
Here's how I imagine this will all shake down. The Dark Lord shall send hordes of lava beasts at us. They are, of course, made entirely of both lava and beast. I will send rows 1 through 17 of you in retaliation. There is, of course, no retaliation against the lava beast. This opening part of the battle will not go great. Look to your left. Now look to your right. These are the men that will be filled with arrows by day's end. If you have a name that begins with soldier and ends with a number, you and Glory have a hot date tonight at Restaurant Death.
My name is Soldier V. Am I good then? Oh, wait, hang on a second. What? Oh, okay, never mind. I just figured it out. V can be a number. Okay, continue.
All right. Once the first several rows have been dealt the hand of death, that's when the really fleshed out characters will sweep in from the sides. You know, the protagonists with names. Artemis and Bombardo, I'm looking at you guys. Cool capes.
Yeah!
Okay, now... Have we established anyone as a really exceptional soldier? Yes, you, sir, with the strong jaw and the bum on your chin. I'm afraid you'll have to die first so that people will go, oh no, that was their best guy, what are they gonna do? It'll show how strong the opposition is. It's just a device, but we have to do it. Let's see, what else? Oh, a lot of you are CGI. Most of you in the back are completely computer-generated. You'll all die. You know, we have a rhyme. We say, if you're CGI, you're gonna die. All right, it's not my favorite rhyme, but we say it. Am I missing anything? Oh! If your last conversation with your wife had an eerie final quality, maybe you said something to the effect of, see you on the other side? You should not have said that. You're not going to make it.
Damn it!
Oh, women posing as men. You're going to be fine out there.
That's great news.
Let's see. Horses, you're fine. Orlando Bloom, you're fine. Teens posing as adults going to war against your parents' wishes, you're gonna be fine. If any of you were struggling with archery earlier on, or there was a montage of you practicing, you're really going to hit your stride, because people like seeing hard work begetting results. If you were teased earlier on, here's the catch. You're going to have to save the guy who bullied you.
Aww.
I know, but you'll become an even more lovable character. If you left any loose ends at home, maybe your kid said you never spend enough time with me, or, you know, there was some conflict that people would want to see resolved, then well played indeed. You're going to be fine. All right, you guys, that's about it. Anyone have any questions? I know I'm throwing a lot of information at you all at once. You guys seem kind of quiet. Nope? Okay, well, have a good battle, you guys. This is going to be a lot of fun. Artemis, Bombardo, you're with me!
You're listening to The Irrelevant Show on CBC Radio 1 and Sirius XM, coming to you today from Festival Place in Sherwood Park, Alberta.
For free podcasts of The Irrelevant Show, either individual sketches or whole episodes, go to iTunes or our website, cbc.ca/irrelevantshow.
And if you have a comment about the show, we'd love to hear from you. Send us an email. Our address is irrelevant@cbc.ca.
Our website also has video sketches, contests, and even more than that. And now, please welcome today's musical guests, Jocelyn Ulf and Jan Randall!
I'm the world's best parent and amazing wife, but if you ask my mother, I have failed in life. I got a great job, got a house that gleams. Still, I'm not the daughter of my mother's dreams. Oh, she knows about my doctorate, make no mistake. She is well aware of all the money I make. She adores her grandkids, my daughter and my son. But to her, there's one essential thing I haven't done. I never made a turkey.
Never made a turkey.
No, I never made a turkey.
Cannot cook a turkey.
I don't know how to stuff it, how to get it golden brown. And if you can't make a turkey, then you've let your mama down. People work for me. I'm attractive and creative, even been on TV. Got my novel published, shook hands with the queen. Finished a triathlon and keep my toilet clean. But she don't give a hoot about prestige or cash. Mama only cares how you sprinkle Mrs. Dash. I could cure diseases, become a head of state. Nothing's more impressive than a turkey on a plate. I never made a turkey.
Never made a turkey.
Don't have the skills to make a turkey.
Never made a turkey.
Got no hostessing credentials, no holiday renown. And if you can't make a turkey, then you let your mama down. Finally, I couldn't take another word. So this year, for Thanksgiving, I bought a bird. I took a class, I went online. I bought the butter and the stuffing, and even bought some twine. Woke up at 5 a.m. to do the turkey right. You should have seen my mama when I brought it into sight. She was so proud, she almost shed a tear. Then she said, "Oh, honey, I knew you had it in you. How did you get it so moist? Just wait until Auntie Annette tries this. She'll never believe it. I've dreamt of this day. I can't wait to try your turkey again next year." Wait, she wants another turkey.
Wants another turkey.
Every year a turkey.
A big delicious turkey.
I had no idea this would become my job. Things were so much better when she thought I was a slob. I refuse to make a turkey.
I will not make a turkey.
I will not be solely responsible for the turkey.
Well, I will not be solely turkey.
Sorry, Mama, but that's just the way it's gonna be. I'm not a real woman, and that's just fine with me.
And you are?
The one who rubbed the lamp.
Many thanks. I am the genie of the lamp. You have set me free, and so I shall grant you 3 wishes.
Three wishes sounds great.
Some try to ask for more wishes, but it is forbidden.
Yeah, some people, right? What are you gonna do?
What are your wishes?
First, I'd like $1,000,000.
Done!
Wow! Look at all that money, that huge stack of cash.
Your next request?
A car, a really nice one.
So it is wished, so it shall be.
Wow, fantastic. Oh, it's beautiful.
And your final wish?
For you to forget who I am.
but...
Final wish? Forget me.
All right. Nothing in the rules against that, I suppose. Well, what's with all these stacks of money and that nice car?
They're mine.
Oh, and you are?
The one who rubbed the lamp.
Many thanks. I am the genie of the lamp. You have set me free, and so I shall grant you 3 wishes.
Wow, 3 wishes sounds great.
Some try to ask for more wishes, but it is forbidden.
Yeah, some people, right? What are you gonna do?
Hey, sorry I'm late.
There you are. I was waiting for you before I made my entrance. So what did you make for the potluck?
Oh, I bought some chopped veggies and dip.
What? You need to throw this in the garbage and get back in your car. Oh, hi, Daddy.
Hey, there's my baby girl, huh? You two get in here.
Daddy, it's so good to see you. Wow, there's so much food. It's almost like you didn't need us to bring anything.
Hey, don't be ridiculous. I'm worried it won't be enough. I hope you brought something good.
Hi, sweetheart. And you must be the new boyfriend.
Hey, so new boyfriend, what did you bring to the potluck, hey? I can't wait. Everybody, get in here, get in here. New boyfriend showing us what he brought. Baby, I remember your last boyfriend brought the, hey, what was it again?
He brought veal.
And chorizo lasagna, that's right. Oh, delicious. My girl knows how to pick them. Okay, new boyfriend, what do we got?
Well, I thought I would keep it simple today, and I brought for you all, drum roll please, voila, chopped veggies and dip.
Hold on. Store-bought. Yeah, it's store-bought, everybody.
Oh, wow. He seems so
like
nice.
Like a knife in my eye.
So how does this work? Do I just grab a plate and start loading it up?
No. No, we do not start loading it up. You and I need to have a conversation.
Daddy, no!
That's fine, sweetheart. This is a conversation between men. I'm just going to explain a thing or two to him. Okay, come here. Have you ever been to a potluck before?
Well, I...
Don't answer! When you bring chopped veggies and dip to a potluck, you might as well just walk in here and relieve yourself on grandma's quinoa salad. You know? That would actually be more respectful. There are levels. There is a dish hierarchy at work here. You see Aunt Ruby over there? She woke up early. She bought fresh ingredients, and then she slaved away in the kitchen to bring chicken parmesan and hand-rolled pierogies. You see these guests? They all slaved away. They're all slaves. Everyone here is a slave.
Honey, quit saying slave.
No, no, no. It's important he hears this. You know something? A potluck is only as strong as its weakest dish. And you know what? You are the weakest dish. You brought a level one dish. You dragged down this whole potluck.
I am not having a good time.
Yeah, you see what you're doing to this family? I have half a mind to just throw out all this good food and call it a night. Sorry, everyone, potluck's over. I'll just throw out all this bruschetta because Mr. Veggies with Dip is here.
We should just throw new boyfriend out.
Don't throw him out, Mom.
Yeah, you see what you've done? This potluck is all willy-nilly now because you have not adhered to the rules of the potluck, the pot law. You see this here table of food? These are all level 3 dishes. They are beautiful. Here, come on, taste this.
Mm. Well, that tastes delicious. It's really salty.
Yeah, it is salty. You know why? It's all blood, sweat, and tears!
So, where do I put my dish?
Right over there.
Level 1 beside the store-bought chips and salsa?
No, the garbage beside the store-bought chips and salsa.
You should throw him in the garbage.
And if I was to follow the letter of the pot law, I would. But I am not going to do that. Because I see something in you. Today is your pot lucky day. I am going to give you a pass.
What? No! He messed up!
What about the integrity of the pot law?
Whoa, we shouldn't give him a pass? Need I remind you that half the people in this room would not even be here if it wasn't for Pop Pop giving me a pass at my first potluck in this very duplex all those years ago. You know, I ruined my first potluck, too.
Honey, don't tell this story. It's so embarrassing.
I'm telling it! It came up! 30 years ago, I entered this very duplex, hands full of bagged cabbage and Miracle Whip. I dumped said Miracle Whip into the bag, shook it up, and then asked for a bowl for my coleslaw.
That wasn't coleslaw.
I know what coleslaw is in, all right?
Do you?
Hey! Yeah, he reminds me of myself at a younger age.
I really appreciate this, sir. How can I thank you?
I'll tell you. You don't thank me. Instead, you pay it forward. You ream someone else out in front of everyone else at a potluck about the importance of potlaw. And when you do, I will look down and smile while sharing a deviled egg with Pop Pop at that big potluck in the sky. And that will be thanks enough.
That's fair.
Thank you for your fairness, Daddy.
Like a knife in my eye.
Ah, come on, man. He didn't know any better, but now you do know better. So you keep knowing better for next time. And for God's sakes, bring something tasty. All right, everyone, let's eat our feelings. Potluck!
Great job on the presentation today, man. You killed it.
Nah, man. If anyone was doing any killing in there, it was you.
Nuh-uh. I just held the presentation down and tied its hands with rope. It was you who busted in like Rambo and killed it.
Oh, please. That presentation was like someone who lived near a port in 14th century Europe, and you were the Black Death. You killed it.
You made that presentation a spider in your girlfriend's tub, and you smushed that spider with some Kleenex. More Kleenex than was needed so you didn't have to feel the spider with your fingers. And then you flushed it down the toilet twice, and then it rained because of how much you killed it.
I appreciate you saying that, but if we're being honest, I trapped that spider the humane way with a jar and a piece of paper underneath, and then I released it into the garden alive to start a new spider life. And then you were the blue jay that swooped in and gobbled that spider down. Killed it.
Killed it. That presentation was Charlie Sheen's career, and you were any interview with Charlie Sheen.
That presentation was the perfect romantic moment with my girlfriend, and you were that thing I said about how she reminded me of my mom. You killed it.
You treated that presentation like it was the mutual trust on which my marriage was built, and you were that email I left open.
That presentation was like a tickly throat, and you were a nice big glass of water taking care of that little tickle.
Seriously, though, all hyperbole aside, that presentation was not our best work.
Oh, we were adequate at best.
You've been listening to The Irrelevant Show, starring Kathy Durkach,
Neil Braun,
Mark Meir,
Jana O'Connor,
and Donovan Workin.
Fantasy Crowd, played by Live music by Jocelyn Alf and our music composer, Jan Randall. Live sound effects by Dave Clark. Sketches were written by Ian Boothby, Peter Brown, Kathleen Phillips, with Sam Mullins, Chris Wilson, and Peter Carlone, and head writer Neil Gron. The show is recorded by Corey Haberstock and edited by Ray Buxton. The Irrelevant Show was produced and directed by Peter Brown, and recorded before a live audience at Festival Place in Sherwood Park, Alberta.
Next week on The Irrelevant Show, when the power in a man's home goes out, well, he panics.
The microwave doesn't work! The iron! It doesn't work! My pinball machine doesn't work! Even the taps don't... What? The taps worked! Well, how do the taps work? I don't get it!
Steve, you need to sit down and take a breath.
The Power Outage, plus beat poetry by your mom and dad, and more, next week on The Irrelevant Show.